Next case, please.
Do you want me to get this for you? A minute.
Wherever we can find you.
Okay, the last item on tonight's agenda is $11,703.84 Outdoor LLC. Seeks a special use exception to place a billboard and variances from the maximum height requirement and the distances from residential dwellings. Sections 115-159.5B, 115-159B2, 115-159.5C, 115-80C, and 115-210A3P of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the southwest side of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, approximately 675 feet northwest of Roxana Road, Route 17. The 911 address is 34848 Atlantic Avenue Extended, Ocean View. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 179.05. Again, they're seeking a special use exception and variances for a 15-foot variance for the height, a 66-foot variance, 145-foot variance, a 160.7-foot variance, a 99-foot variance, and an 87-foot variance, all from dwellings. We received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, no mail returns, and we did receive a no objection email from DelDOT. Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Troy Spiker, 61 State Route 2044, Bentleyville, PA 15314.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Okay.
I have some other
exhibits here. I had a couple requests for revisions on the drawing originally. I'm not sure if the one you have there is the most updated.
And then there are also some renderings just to get a visual of what we're looking for. As stated, we're looking for a special exception use for a billboard at the 84 Lumber location on Route 26. In regards to adverse effects in the neighborhood, this is an area that is a commercial area that has many other billboards in surrounding properties, so I don't see any adverse effects on adjacent properties. In regards to the requirements, I obviously, as stated, need a height variance as well as a distance to dwelling variance. The property that we'd like to put the billboard is a very deep lot, but it has a narrow road frontage. It also has a shared access to the neighboring property on the east side. And keeping within the 25-foot side yard setbacks, we're limited as to where in the front of the property a billboard could be placed. Another uniqueness in regards to the residential properties that are, or the residents that are within 300 feet, we're looking at a commercial area that happens to have these residences present. As far as why we cannot otherwise develop the property, as stated, this is an area where there are billboards, so I believe it is an accepted commercial use in the area. The tin building at the 84 Lumber store sits on the front of the property and is, while require a height variance of 15 feet from the original 25-foot height variance, this will allow the sign to overhang the top of the building, and in doing so, we can still maintain the 25-foot front yard setback. If we were to try to move the board to any other side of the property, we could eliminate the height, but now we would have the building blocking the sign, which obviously wouldn't be effective for the sign. Obviously, we can't move the residences that are within the 300 feet as well, so that creates a unique situation where, again, we have a commercial area here that happens to have residences. I will note that, as the drawing shows, there is a billboard that sits much closer to these residences, and that all of the residences that are within 300 feet are on the opposite side of State Route 26. We did not create this hardship. The building was already in place. Believe it or not, 84 Outdoor is a separate entity than 84 Lumber, although under similar ownership. 84 Outdoor still has to pay rental fees for the use of the land to 84 Lumber. So when the property was originally developed for 84 Lumber, there was no consideration for where a billboard would be. So coming in after the fact and having that building there. You'll also notice I have drawings of where the original right-of-way was for State Route 26, which has recently been expanded. Again, reducing the amount of area that could be used for a billboard. I touched earlier with a special exception use on why this will not affect the character of the neighborhood. There are many billboards along this section of Route 26, along with many businesses that we would hope would like to advertise with us. We also do work with a company and an ownership that has other businesses that he is able to advertise, so none of our boards ever sit vacant, so I don't foresee there ever being an issue with an unsightly board being present. The 15 feet is the minimum variance I would be required to make the board visible. Again, this will allow us to overhang the existing building on the property. To go any lower would not allow the sign to be seen in both directions. And as the distances to the residences, obviously each one is the minimum distance from the existing location of the residence to the proposed billboard site. And I can answer any questions anyone may have.
I have a question. You were given a questionnaire. It's called the criteria for granting a variance.
Yes, sir.
Do you have that?
Yes, sir.
We don't have it.
Mrs. Pornwell brought me another one. I did come in and redo everything that I was given. She said that she didn't have a copy of it. I'm not exactly sure why. I did come in the office and fill that out. I have one here that I can give to pass around, but I just read through the reasoning.
You answered all those questions?
Yes, sir.
All right, start from one.
Okay, the uniqueness of the property. It's a narrow property as far as frontage. It goes substantial in depth, but it has narrow road frontage and also has a shared easement entrance on the east side of the property, limiting the front yardage that can be used. We also have residences within the 300 feet. Those residences are in a commercial area. Number two, why the property cannot otherwise be developed. In order for the billboard, which is a common commercial use in the area, to be practical, it must be seen in both directions, which is why I would need the height variance to go over top as kind of displayed in the one picture I've given in the exhibit. Where it would flag out over top of that existing building, and that allows me to keep my 25-foot front yard setback. Number three, not created by the applicant. The building has been there for the 84 Lumber store, and they have also recently reduced the front yard of that property by expanding the right-of-way of State Route 26. So we're trying to do the minimal we can here to place that sign on the property and keep it visible in both directions. Number four, why it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There are already existing billboards that are higher than this proposed sign in the area, as well as much closer to the residences than the proposed sign that we would be building. And number five, as far as the minimum variance, the 15-foot height is the minimum. The building is 27.5 feet high. We would be looking at a 10-foot by 30-foot billboard, which has a custom 3-foot skirting on the bottom of that sign, giving ourselves about 6 inches of wiggle room there to make sure the sign's constructed properly. And as far as the distance to the residences go, we obviously can't move them, so the proposed location would be seeking the minimum relief from those residences.
Let me finish here. There's the one part, number three, not created by the applicant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Explain to me how you feel that all these variances are not created by the applicant. I mean, did you ever think that when you walked in here to get all these variances from setbacks, you know what I'm saying, or asking to go up, you know, that, geez, maybe there shouldn't be a billboard there. Maybe this is a long place to put a billboard.
Well, we actually have heard from numerous other billboard companies that there was interest in putting a billboard on this location. And looking back through previous meeting minutes, I've seen that this was a common variance granted in this area.
Was it what?
There have been variances granted for the distance to dwellings in the past.
You said common.
Well, I found numerous occasions in the past few years.
That was a few years ago.
Yeah, within commercial areas like this. Again, you know, one key issue I'd like to bring up is that all of the residences within that 300-foot radius are on the other side of State Route 26, which actually, per the ordinance, and I was explained at a later time, that the spacing for the residences was a radial, whereas the distance to existing billboards was measured laterally along the same side of the road frontage. So it didn't say that specifically, so when I originally read the ordinance, I read it to be 300-foot lateral spacing on the same side, as it didn't elaborate on how that distance was measured. So when I originally looked at it, I didn't even consider the distance to the resident as an issue. It was brought to my attention later.
So what do these numbers represent then?
Well,
the radius or lateral?
The 300-foot is now from the radius, because it was brought to my attention after I submitted that was considered a radial
just
measurement.
For the board's edification, the Del Dot measures distances differently than the county does. I know Mr. Rickard knows that from the working group, but there is that, I suspect, is probably where the applicant tracks the confusion.
Yeah, that's in most cases that I've dealt with before, the common measurement, if it's not specifically stated as radially, is a lateral measurement.
Staff would also note, we found their responses to their criteria. If you would like to take a look and add to those, they were kind of in the middle of something, so if they didn't get into your packet, we apologize. We don't know how that happened, but there was a lot of information in that packet, so it might have just gotten...
Yeah. And I know at multiple times additional information was requested, so this is something that's...
Ms. Cornwell, maybe it'd be appropriate to send it down so the board members can take a look at it. Yeah, and they spur some questions. Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind, I've got some questions I'd like to ask.
I'll be right with you. The same thing he went over. Right?
Pretty much the same thing, but I just wanted to make sure the board knew we did have that, and if there's anything additional that may have.
Okay, so you got this as part of the record?
Yes, sir.
You just didn't get it in our packet.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, he's already said it then. I don't know. Because he's already addressed it. Mr. Moonblower, wait, do you have any questions about that? The gentleman?
Yes. If this is approved, the owners understand that it cannot advertise 84 number?
Correct. I've seen that was an issue in the past. We do have other entities, Nemacolin is a resort that our owner has that's a completely separate entity that if there were a time where it wasn't rented, we could put something up to keep the aesthetics of the sign looking nice.
Good.
What is your reason for the height again?
There's an existing 27.5-foot building at the front of the property. Mm-hmm. The 40-foot overall height with a 10-foot by 30-foot sign and the standard 3-foot skirting on the bottom of the sign would give us the minimum height to clear that building.
Mm-hmm. That's the only place you can put it at then?
To meet the front setback, yes.
How much are you clearing that building?
Right now I have it set for 6 inches of clearance.
Between the peak and the sign?
Yes.
Couple here. Mm-hmm. One, I'm kind of questioning how this property, what's unique about this property? It appears to me to be a rather large lot that is doesn't have an unusual shape. I haven't heard anything that says it has an unusual topography. or some sort of unusual condition which would create an exceptional practical difficulty. Can you elaborate further
sure.
to that?
So it's a somewhat narrow frontage, and given the...
How narrow is it? It doesn't really show on...
I don't know why that measurement isn't there. It is about 200 feet, I would say.
The 200-foot lot's narrow?
I think for the commercial lot and the use of it, with the 25-foot setbacks from the side, or 50-foot setbacks from the side, rather, we're now limited to 100-foot of spacing that's usable for the billboard. And given the existing structures on the property.
Well, that goes to the next point, because the next standard that has to be met is that the billboard has to be necessary for reasonable use. And reasonable use is defined as to mean that without a variance, a property wouldn't have any, would be of such minimal use or value as to render it worthless. How do you address that? Because right now I'm seeing a building that's operating on that property.
Sure. So from 84 Outdoors standpoint, which is a billboard company, we would have no use for the property. Is it just the property in general would be rendered useless, or is it for our purposes as an outdoor? Okay.
I mean, I would assume that 84 Outdoor is renting the property, correct?
Correct.
So they're using the property as a rental property for a commercial business.
No, well, no, 84 Lumber, they are separate entities, 84 Outdoors.
The question is, 84 Outdoor LLC
right.
is renting the property.
Not yet. Well, we would intend to lease the property.
Not the billboard, the property.
Right, we would intend to lease the spot where the billboard would be.
Okay, well, I thought you said that 84 Lumber was renting the property from 84 Outdoor LLC.
No, 84 Outdoor does not own the property.
Okay.
84 Lumber owns the property. 84 Outdoor would be seeking... to lease a portion of the property where the billboard would be
okay,
located.
Okay, so they're going to be the tenant on the property.
Correct, correct.
Okay, but the property is still being used.
Right now.
Right.
It's still got a commercial use to it.
Okay.
So that's where I'm struggling with how a variance is needed to enable reasonable use of the property.
I guess I go back to the fact that there are numerous billboards in the area. I would say that that's an accepted commercial use in the area, or be recognized as a commercial use in the area, so to maximize the use of the property, we would look to have a billboard.
Well, again,
or does that not,
to
does
that,
not answer?
To that definition that it's would be of such minimal use or value as to render it worthless. I mean, that's what the courts have interpreted reasonable use to mean.
Okay.
Now, I guess the other thing that I was looking at was the minimum variance to afford relief. Have you looked at moving it elsewhere on the property so that you're not so close to some of these dwellings?
Yes. So
it's a pretty big parcel.
So I've considered all the other options. Obviously, for a billboard, we have to keep it towards the front to be visible from State Route 26, or there's no use of having the billboard. If you move it to either side of the building and keep it at the 25-foot height, as you can see by the, and forgive me, it's not a professional drawing, but I kind of did a makeshift rendering of how the billboard would flag out over the building. If we were to lower it to the 25 feet, the building would be blocking it in either direction. So the other options I had considered were to do a face in each direction, but now I'd be creating separate billboards within the same parcel, which I believe is a bigger variance than just seeking one height variance. And we could move it to the front further, but then we wouldn't meet any front setback. The sign would have to almost abut the right-of-way in order to be at the front of the property, in front of that building, and not blocked by it.
And you had mentioned there, I guess, was another billboard that was closer to these residences than this one?
Yes. In the drawing, it shows... if you look straight across and then slightly east... there are two diamonds connected by a line in the middle, labeled existing billboard sign. And that's across the road. So that sign actually sits right in the front yard of the residence that is 168 feet away, and on the same side of the street there.
Do you plan on having LED capability with this billboard?
Not at this time, no.
into that billboard and that house, which one's there than the first one, you say, is that what you're talking about?
I couldn't answer that question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have, okay. Yeah, no way of knowing.
No. I do know that there are other billboards up the street that are digital signs that do fall within the 300 feet. I don't have any documentation of that, but I know that the digital capabilities haven't been around long enough to outdate those houses. So I know it is something that is consistent with the area.
So I got one other question to ask you.
Sure.
84 Lumber owns the building, right?
Correct.
And did you say 84 is putting a sign up?
84 Outdoor.
Is that still the same company?
No, it's a separate entity. It's under similar ownership of father and daughter. The father owns our company now, and the daughter owns 84 Lumber.
Okay.
So they are related companies, but they're completely separate entities.
Separate?
Yes.
And so you're just putting a sign up there to advertise something else?
Yes, to advertise off-premise businesses.
Off-premise business.
Yes.
Any further questions?
No further questions.
Any further questions?
No.
Hearing no further questions? I'm going to ask, is there any person here that's in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table case number 11703. To the next meeting, which would be, the 15th, I believe, is.
Yes.
Thank you. Instructed by our secretary.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Ripper and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11703 until February the 15th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Hudson? Again, Mr. Ripper?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Gallagher, so by vote 5-0, case number 11703 has been tabled until February the 15th.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, gentlemen, I think that's all that I had. Huh?
Oh, I thought Mr. Sharp had something.
Oh,
I looked down there.
Just a reminder, we are trying to schedule a sign workshop between the Board of Adjustment, the Planning Commission, and County Council in the afternoon on February 9th. The time and the location are still to be determined, so it's sometime in the afternoon on February 9th. In future dates, we'll try to come up with a backup date. We'll ask.
You thinking if I will try to pursue it or not? Because I won't be able to make it.
I know.
I'm not sure to notice anything. I think it's a little more time. But.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's a follow-up to the sign workshop that was held in September. The working group has gotten is bringing back some information that they came up with. Back to the three bodies to get a path forward.
Would you do me a favor and send something in the mail when you got it to me if I don't see it before then? Oh, let's see. We'll see you the first.
We will see you on the first.
Okay, so you can give me. So I won't forget it.
Okay.
Oh, what about the FHA class? Is the last one coming, is it?
You've got several months until.
Okay. Was it March?
Late March, early summer is when that should be scheduled. So you've got
wide range there.
Huh?
Wide range there.
Yeah. I know it's.
Yeah, we had it a couple years ago. I know it was like February, March, and then last year was later. So they'll let us know when that's scheduled.
Oh, okay.
We will definitely give you a heads up as to when that's going to be scheduled.
Thank God. Yeah, please.
And we do have backup dates if you are unable to make that typically.
Hearing no other business, then?
Motion adjourned.
Second.